Music from Stephen Sondheim's Follies here on a Wednesday, and for very good reason. We're going to take the musical theater stage with a wonderful talent here this afternoon. It is The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore, and let's get to our daily look at arts and culture.
Hello, folks. We're into the Follies. First, though, folks, we'll pause for a mo. No, no, folks, you'll still get your jollies. It's just I got a problem that I think you should know.
Well, after considerable delay, it is finally happening. The Royal Conservatory of Music is presenting Sondheim's Follies at Kerner Hall on Saturday, October 16th and Sunday, October 17th. It's a gala presentation that will launch an ambitious live and in-person concert season and celebrate 91 years of Stephen Sondheim. The show is being directed by longtime theater maven and critic Richard Uzunian. Follies is Sondheim's complicated love letter to the lavish Ziegfeld Follies reviews that took place from 1907 through 1936. It's been a hit all over the world since its debut in 1971 on Broadway. It's won Tonys, Olivier's, and Drama Desk Awards. The star-studded Kerner Hall presentation will feature a who's who of the Canadian star universe, including Cynthia Dale, Marcus Nance, Mary Lou Fallis, Ben Heppner, Jackie Richardson, and many, many others. This man as well.
Stuck here in 4-6-2-0-1, yeah. There's gonna have to be a few small changes, man.
Eric McCormack grew up a theater kid here in Toronto, went on to Stratford, and then moved to film and television. By the mid-80s, he landed a musical film role in The Boys from Syracuse. He went on to play characters in Street Justice and Lonesome Dove. He came close to landing a role in a series titled Friends, but instead was given the part of Will Truman in the groundbreaking network comedy Will and Grace. That show has enjoyed two successful runs on television. Eric debuted on Broadway in 2001 and has continued to make stage appearances. There are way too many TV and film projects to name here, but several in recent memory include Atypical, Travelers, Perception, and Pound Puppies. Eric McCormack is with us, and Eric, I love Will and Grace, but let's not forget Lucky on Pound Puppies.
I was still trying to get over Richard Uzunian being called a theater maven. I love that. But now Pound Puppies, that's my favorite of the day.
I know L.A. and Vancouver are home, and of course you were supposed to be in Follies here in Toronto a year ago. How has the last 18 months been for you?
Well, surprisingly positive, because I think a lot of people must have found this, that the world got canceled for me. My world became my wife and my son. My son was in 11th grade when the whole thing shut down. And he spent the rest of 11th and his last year of high school at home, and we could hear him doing his work and participate with him every day. And it was, for us as a family, that was a good time. He's now gone on. He's in music at Northeastern in Boston. I guess if there was a year to miss, it seemed like 12th grade was going to be the worst. But in some ways, it was great for all of us to have that. And now he's springboarded into the world as it is. So it was, for me, it was not terrible. And I needed the break. But I was really looking forward to this. This was supposed to be, Follies was supposed to be a year and a half ago-ish. And so it was hard to imagine that we'd ever get back to a world where we could do it. So I'm really excited to be back in my hometown and getting to sing again.
I have a boy who is in the 12th grade right now, too, and I felt the same way. I just thought, gosh, what a year to miss, right? I mean, it's so hard enough as adults here, but when that's such an exciting year for kids.
Yeah, for sure. And at the same time, in a selfish way, I mean, that would have been the year he was at parties all the time.
Right.
Borrowing the car all the time in that Harry Chapin kind of way. And so it was kind of nice to be, like, together in ways we never would have been. And I guess if it had to be that any year, I'm glad it was that.
I want to get into Follies here, but I'll quickly touch on the return of Will and Grace in recent years. You know, it was a great idea for fans, a great idea for viewers, but we had stepped into this new world when it came back, and it did feel like those characters needed to be sort of consulted again on everything that was going on in culture. And because it was so groundbreaking to begin with, it was nice to see where the mindset of those characters would be. So beyond the jokes and the comedy, did you feel that the tug of that moment to be Will again, maybe be a barometer of the times?
I completely did. It was not something we ever thought about. I mean, people didn't reboot things 10 years ago. So we said our goodbyes. Those characters were long gone. And that Max Muchnick, who created the show, came out of the blue and said exactly what you just said. What about having these voices out there again? was the most exciting part. I loved having the job. I loved the camaraderie. But it was figuring out how best to be part of the culture, particularly in a zeitgeist where the four-camera comedy was waning. To come back and not be afraid to play their age, to play a gay man in his early 50s, having been through all this stuff, and seeing how we could use that. We had early on, I think it was the first season, we had Ben Platt come on as my much younger millennial boyfriend. And it was this great opportunity for him to express what a lot of, an almost ambivalence that a lot of young gay people have, because it's kind of in there for them. It wasn't so hard. They came out to their parents in a more natural way. You know, they were accepted in a quicker way. And it was a great chance for Will to be able to say, oh, no, wait. Let's talk about a few things here. Let's talk about Stonewall. And I'm going to go, what? Stonewall. It was a great chance to realize that the characters don't just exist in an apartment on a set, but rather they've lived a life, and to come back to them and not apologize for their age and their experience, but rather use it was great.
Like you say, young people have a different experience now. The culture has changed in acceptance and the tolerance word, which we don't love to use, but gay marriage had changed. So much had changed, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Will got married to Kay Diggs on the show in like 2004 or 5. And by that point, the show was kind of taken for granted. We've been around for a few years, but I have to remind people of that. It's like, I actually had as close as you could get as two men getting married, a white guy and a black guy, on network television in the States a long time ago. So it was, the show was definitely part of the changing landscape, and I've always been really proud of that.
If you're just joining us, Eric McCormack is our guest, star of stage and screen, and he will be on stage Saturday, October 16th and Sunday, October 17th at Kerner Hall in Stephen Sondheim's Follies. It's a fundraiser for the Royal Conservatory of Music and Kerner Hall. Gala dinner tickets for Saturday and Sunday. Seats available still. rcmusic.com for tickets, or you can call 416-408-2824. Eric, what's your relationship with Stephen Sondheim?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Well, the first for me would have been Sweeney Todd. So
right.
I think I discovered it around when I was 17. And that's when I first went to try Broadway. And I fell so in love with Sweeney Todd that I had to start learning the others. But I finally got, many years later, it was Sondheim's 75th birthday. At the Hollywood Bowl, they were doing a big show to celebrate him. And I was asked to be part of it. And myself and Jason Alexander and Anne Hathaway did Opening Doors from Merrily We Roll Along. And I also got to do, with Carol Burnett, I got to do Don't Tell Paul, but they're not getting married today, from Company. And I was Paul in front of 17,000 people, and Sondheim was there, and he watched the rehearsals. And the most powerful moment I think that I experienced for all those years, it was a hot, hot day. I was sitting at the back of the Hollywood Bowl watching Len Carew and Angela Lansbury rehearse A Little Priest after all these years, and just marveling that it was even happening. And I could see a figure walking up the stairs all the way, just clearly doing what I was doing, which is just getting a sense of the whole space. And it was Stephen Sondheim. And he sat down sort of across the aisle from me. And I just went, hi, Steve. And, oh, hi, Eric. And that was it. That's my entire relationship with Stephen Sondheim. But for one second in my life, I sat beside him and watched Len and Angela do that song, and it doesn't get a whole lot better.
We're very thankful he keeps having these birthdays so that these incredible moments can keep happening.
It's amazing, and he's working on something else. I mean, it's these geniuses that don't retire. It's incredible.
Tell us a little bit about Buddy, who you will be playing on stage. I know he's a lively salesman. He seems like a lot of fun.
I love, but I didn't know Follies that well. I'd seen it once on Broadway years ago, and with Blythe Danner and Treat Williams. I think Treat was playing Buddy. And what I love about this guy is he's still married to the showbiz girl that he's in love with. The marriage is not good, and it's mostly not good because she's always had bigger dreams that never happened. He didn't let that get him down. His dreams, it didn't work out. He wasn't a lawyer. He's a salesman now. But he's so good-natured. He's a lot of fun. But ultimately, there's this terrible sadness in him. And we find out that he's a cheater, that when he goes on the road, he's women in other places, particularly this girl in Dallas. And that song in particular is called The Right Girl. It's such a heartbreaking song. It's upbeat and fun, and it sounds like he's really in love with this girl in Dallas. And you realize at the end of the song that she's not the right girl, that she's just filling an empty space that he really wishes his wife would fill. And it's just a gorgeous moment. And the other big song he has is this crazy vaudeville number called God, Why Don't You Love Me? Oh, You Do, I'll See You Later Blues. And if that's the title, you can imagine how complicated the song gets. Since so much, I've been working on it for like a year, because ever since Richard approached me. It's like something out of The Music Man. It is so chatty and fast. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always interesting getting into the rhythm of Sondheim, isn't it?
Yeah, entirely. And it's almost its own thing. It just, no one else sounds quite like it. The actual songs, particularly from that period, are singable and wonderful, but they're all connected with such complicated music, such complicated thoughts and rhythms. He's incredibly unique.
Stage or screen, if you had to pick?
Oof. I miss the stage. The one thing I never loved was a long run. I know real Broadway people consider that the badge, but 100 performances was about the best I could do before I started to get antsy. Whereas with screen, you don't have to worry about that. But sometimes it's not enough time. Sometimes the CE shot the scene twice and then we got to move on. What I always loved about Will and Grace, about sitcom, was that it was kind of a mix of both. We were definitely in front of an audience. I was definitely playing the same character week after week, but I was not saying the same things. The life could grow and change. The words would change. The jokes would change. So in some ways, that was always the best of both worlds for me.
We really don't see musical theater at Kerner Hall very often, so it's really going to be an interesting experience for people. Eric McCormack, just an absolute treat. Nice to hear some of these incredible stories that you have to share. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks, Mark. Hope everybody can make it.
Eric will be on stage Saturday, October 16th and Sunday, October 17th at Kerner Hall in Stephen Sondheim's Follies. It's a fundraiser for the Royal Conservatory of Music in Kerner Hall. Gala dinner tickets for Saturday and Sunday afternoon seats still available. rcmusic.com for tickets, or you can call 416-408-2824 and extension 447 if you would like those dinner gala seats. It is the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That's our look at the arts.
I've got those God, Why Don't You Love Me? Oh, You Do, I'll See You Later Blues.